Today is Friday, August 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I got a tweet from Lamont Cranston yesterday. I think it was this morning, actually. And because yesterday I had talked about the Stream Deck and the automation stuff that I wanted to do. And I actually, you know, interestingly enough. So, well, before I get into that, he said, look at what the Lesbitarians just delivered. I am planning to use it for data entry type stuff. So he actually has the large Stream Deck. And yeah, so let me know, Lamont. I'd love you to let me know sometime how it works for you, what cool things you're, you know, using it for. Because honestly, I don't do a live stream video. So a lot of the features that it does, like scene switching, and you can switch cameras and you can do all this kind of stuff. We do an audio stream on Fridays, and so I can, you know, some of the things I want to do with it are like, I have a particular setup. Like I have a Zoom window in one place. I have Discord in one place. I have my Chrome browser in another place. I have the stream software that's running that's in another. And I always come in and I set those up because during the week when I'm just doing Geeky Gay and I'm not live streaming, I have a different kind of way that I do things so that I can edit the file and I can, you know, do that kind of stuff. But when we stream, I have all of these steps that I have to go through to get the windows in the right place and, you know, turn everything on, so to speak, open all the correct applications. And for the most part, I leave a lot of stuff open, but then my desktop gets cluttered. So what I'm working on now is just a, you know, basically I can hit a button on the Stream Deck and it will set everything up and then start the stream or whatever. So that's what I'm working on. So I think I've found a way to do all of that. I learned something new that I didn't know about my Mac. There's this app in Monterey called Shortcuts. I think it only came out in Monterey, which is the newest version of macOS. But it allows you to create little automated, basically, macros. And you can, and then the Stream Deck, there's a plugin for the Stream Deck that you can actually kick off those macros or those shortcuts that you created. So, and they have things for like moving windows around and resizing windows and opening applications and quitting applications and et cetera, et cetera. So, and also Audio Hijack, which is the program I use to stream. The newest version of Audio Hijack has the ability to script it and automate some of the stuff like turning on and off the stream, starting a recording, stopping a recording, like that kind of stuff. And so, and you can wire that up to a shortcut. So you don't even have to have Audio Hijack open. You can just hit a button and then I can control that from the Stream Deck. So anyway, I'm learning some stuff that I can do. So I want to automate all that. And then now I'm excited about this Shortcuts app that I knew nothing about, because anything that I can create a shortcut for on the Mac, I can also control from the Stream Deck. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what else can I do? And maybe I can use that app in my work laptop to also create shortcuts for opening certain things, because it'll just give me more control than some of the plugins on the Stream Deck. If I can create a shortcut on the Mac itself and then just wire that up to the Stream Deck, I think that would be good. Other than the fact that I'm having some issues where certain plugins don't seem to be working on my work computer on the Stream Deck, and I didn't try today because I was busy today, but other than that, the other thing that I think is going to be a problem is the Stream Deck requires it. It must be directly connected to the computer. You can't go through a USB hub. And because I have a separate work computer from my personal computer, if I wanted to use the Stream Deck on both, every day I'm going to have to unplug and plug back in. Because Mark is going to buy me a KVM switch that I can use for my because right now, that's what I do with my monitors, is I get under the desk and I unplug from one and plug into the other. And that's what I used to do with my Rodecaster Pro as well, because it only had one USB connection. And so I would literally have to, in the morning, connect it into the work laptop. And then in the afternoon, when I record Geeky Gay, I would have to plug it into the, you know, podcasting computer. But the KVM will allow me to, you know, hit a button and just switch everything with one button. But the Stream Deck, you can't do that. It can't go through a hub. You have to hook it directly in. So I don't know. I don't know if I, you know, I don't, maybe it'll just be a personal thing and I won't use it for it. I'm not really sure. But I have some ideas about how I can be more productive at work anyway, so that's fine. All right, I'll stop boring all of you who are not, but Lamont, let me know what you do with it because I'm really interested. So anyway, last night we walked. I'm having problems. I don't think I mentioned this on Geeky Gay, but I went to use my elliptical on Tuesday or Monday, whenever it was that I went to use it. And I just did 5 minutes, but I'm just trying to slowly work my way back into exercising. And the screen would not come on. Nothing. I mean, because I haven't used it in a month or two. I don't know exactly how long it's been, but I haven't used it in a little while. And the screen wouldn't come on. No matter what I did, the screen would not come on. Now, I haven't really tried much. Everything else was working. Like, I could set the incline. I could set the resistance. The Bluetooth light was flashing. So if I wanted to connect my Bluetooth earphones to it or whatever, that would have worked. Everything was working, but the screen was just black. Well, I've worried about that since I bought it because there's no way to turn the screen off that I can see. There's no on-off switch anywhere on this elliptical, and the screen stays on all the time, but it has some screensaver that comes up. So I thought, well, that could be a problem, and I don't think it should have been because it's only been a couple of months, right? So, and I know the internal functions are working because the things that you would do, like again, incline and all that, that's working. So I'm just having so many issues with this elliptical. I was like, oh my gosh, I saved money on, you know, because I bought a lower priced elliptical from Nordic Track, and Mark spent all this money on his, what's it called? The bike that he bought. Now I can't remember the name of it, but the Peloton. You know, and he has this beautiful large screen that's like a TV. And I don't know, he can do all this stuff with it. It's working perfectly. They came in and set it up for him. All this. I had to set the thing up myself, and apparently I didn't do it right, so it's wobbly now and makes noises. The screen stopped working now. I'm having so many issues. I'm going to have to call support. I hate doing that, though. I hate calling support. Ugh, it's just another thing I have to do. I need an admin assistant to do that. But anyway, so my screen's not working on that. So we walked yesterday, also because Pokemon Community Day is coming up tomorrow, and both of us were running low on balls, Pokeballs, and there are a lot of Pokestops at the park. And so when we walk, we can collect a lot of balls while we're walking. So we did that, and then I had chicken, and I decided, you know what, I'm good. Instead of going and getting fast food, now I should do a healthier meal, but I thought instead of going and getting fast food, I'm just going to make a fried chicken sandwich. I had some chicken thighs, and I have some breadcrumbs in the cabinet, a little bit of flour, I have an egg, I have mayo and pickles and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't have buns, and I didn't have... I wanted a tomato. So when we got home, so we went to the store, got buns and tomato, came back. I pounded out the chicken thighs, breaded them with flour. Well, at first I marinated them in a little pickle juice. And then I floured, egged, and breadcrumbed. I put salt and pepper on them first because I didn't want them to be completely flavorless. And then I fried them. I had a little bit of French fries left from the last time I made fries. I don't normally fry French fries, but I was frying something anyway, so I fried them as well. I toasted the buns. This was not a healthy meal, folks. When we got Domino's Pizza a while ago, and they'll give you these dipping sauces of garlic butter. So I took the garlic butter, put it in a pan, and I toasted the buns in the garlic butter. And I made a tartar sauce. I chopped up some dill pickles and I mixed them with mayo and a little bit of pepper and put that in the fridge to make like a sauce. And then I had tomato, we had some spring mix, and I chopped up a little bit of onion for myself. Mark doesn't like onion, but I did. And it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't quite a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but it was close. I mean, it was close. So we did that. We watched The Circle. We did not watch Big Brother, actually, which we should have. I think I spoiled myself today on who went home. And tonight, because we don't have Mix Minus, we're going to watch a movie in the media room. And yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.